Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time. It's coming up right after this.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll try and try and try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole day through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Jessica Alsman.
Hello.
There's Ace Cosby.
Howdy.
Manning the track phone hotline. Hot phone. There's Willie Griswold.
Hey, man.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom, and I think it's time for our special presentation, Tom.
There she is.
Hi, guys.
Are you back in your apartment?
Back in my apartment, yes.
Okay. It's right. The lovely Allie Breen, and Allie is the hostess of the show we call Sexy Time with Allie Breen.
And oh, yeah.
Allie's got a big black microphone in front of her face.
Oh, God, be nice.
Certainly does, yes.
Although it should be very helpful. And is your summer over? Are you taking any more trips? Are you going to be in your house for a while?
No, I'll probably be back on the Cape a little bit. I might go to Long Island, and I'll probably go down to Florida again. Cool. So I'll be bouncing around.
Nice. Oh, yeah. I was just in Florida for the Humidity Festival.
And,
I brought it back.
It's the perfect time to go.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's that way everywhere, though, so have some fun. Now, the way the show works, people write Allie letters. They find her at Allibreen, Allie Breen, on social media platforms everywhere. What have we got so far?
Dear Allie, I got married last year to the coolest, most fun woman I've ever met.
Oh.
Since getting married, she has gotten way less cool, often gets annoyed with me and does not want to do fun stuff, and acts like she's doing me a favor when we have sex. Is this just a newlywed phase, or do you think I got tricked?
Oh, boy.
Tricked. I don't know that you got tricked.
You guys are laughing. I know of two gentlemen that were tricked. Very similar to this. Yes.
Oh, wow.
They got tricked into getting married, and the minute they got married, it was almost like a light switch went off.
So that was two out of your three husbands?
No. Oh, nice.
She has a broken foot. Go easy on her.
No, but I mean, this does happen. Women will do this.
Yeah, but it's not because they're tricking them. They just change, happens. Right?
What do you mean? Why would you be so different?
She got what she wanted.
So yeah.
Hey, look, we don't know. Maybe try living with this guy for a year. See if you don't get annoyed.
After a while, you can start to get real annoyed. And it's like, yeah, I don't care anymore. I'm still let you know how I feel.
I think if you're already using the term, I got tricked, then you think that's what happened. And if that's your narrative, I don't know how you can get out of this unscathed.
The boy's right. I think he might be right on this.
In one year?
Talk to her. Just go, hey, what changed here? How come you...
Hey, Josh, every letter we get... you talk about communication
yeah.
and rationality.
Right.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Neither of those have any business in a relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Just go, hey, honey, man, this year I thought...
Trickery, deceit, you know, the classics.
You act like sex, you're doing me a favor. It used to be fun, and now you don't really want to do the same thing. What's going on?
Ooh, that's kind of that's not a conversation that'll go well. You used to be fun.
Yeah, don't say that.
Reacts, you know, she doesn't have to be a bitch about it. She can just say... yeah, something's wrong.
And it's you.
Maybe she could say that.
I don't like being married.
Yeah. Cut it loose.
That could be it.
Oof.
Cut it loose.
Yeah, 1 year is not a lot of time. If that happened after 5 years, maybe, but 1 year is... Yeah.
Right, unless he's still just trying to do all the same stuff and hang out with his buddies and go party, and she's like, yeah, I don't want to. And
well,
I don't
know. I don't think that's the case. He said she was fun, like that she wanted to do things.
Hmm. We'll never figure this out. Yeah. What else?
Okay, next.
That's why you don't get married.
Sorry. Dear Allie, I started watching more porn during the pandemic, and now I want to try kinkier things.
Yes.
I'm happily married with 2 kids, and my husband is very vanilla. How bad would it be to find something online that is strictly sex and still stay happy with my family? I know theoretically it's wrong, but in 2022, it doesn't seem crazy wrong, right?
Is it strictly
online?
Ask your
husband how he feels.
Wait a minute, I'm confused here, so... Is she trying to find a new partner or just trying to watch videos?
No, I think she's trying to find a new partner, like Tinder it up or something. Yeah, find a way
like
to.
She wants to experiment.
Yeah.
Has she even tried to do anything with her husband yet?
Yeah, I know.
Vanilla,
yeah.
But just go ahead and just, you know,
that's a
check
good point.
The oil and see what happens. I don't know.
Or do something. Ask him. Just go, hey, I'd really like to try these other things. And just,
yeah, this sounds like the beginning of one of those Hallmark movies.
Oh, God.
You know, what? Yeah, I was watching too much porn?
Yeah.
Admittedly,
you're watching
movies.
A different Hallmark channel than I am.
Something like Mounting the North Pole.
No, and... no, and she looks for something somewhere else, and it ends up it's her husband again.
Pina colada song.
Yes. Very sweet.
Yeah,
that could be. That is weird, probably, though, to broach something. If you've been married for 20 years and have 2 kids, if all of a sudden you're like, hey, want to grab some toys and try some, I mean, maybe he'll like it, but that does seem like it's hard to bring up.
Hmm.
It seems like you would want to bring it up first. Like, well,
what's the worst thing that can happen? He say no, and then you're back to where you are.
Does he know she's watching the porn?
Who knows?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Maybe continue with the Christmas theme and, you know, give him some kind of special gift.
Who brought up Christmas?
I think he brought up Christmas.
Tom's Hallmark porn movie.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Pumping a pole or something.
When we hear Allie talk, what are you listening to?
Nothing should have gotten Christmas.
Your
name's not Mary or Holly.
What's the new ornament on the tree? Well, that's the ornament. That's a very special plug.
What in the hell?
And every sex toy to you is a plug. I got
news. Well, many are in one way or another.
Yeah, Josh, what's your solution to this one? Communication again?
Yeah, check with your husband. Go, hey, honey, I want to try these new things. If he says no, I am in the minority, I'm certain. I think you can have an outside relationship and still maintain a very happy marriage.
Would you tell him?
Look, I wouldn't do it, but I think it's possible.
But can you? But would you?
No,
I don't think that's possible.
Go with my idea. Tell him you want to make this movie.
You and the Hallmark movie again.
What is the deal with the movie?
Once again, do you have a different feed in your head? I need, it's like Portuguese,
you know,
or something.
Shooter and the squeegee. And you
Shooter and the squeegee?
I love that.
He doesn't.
Oh, sounds like a morning show. So, hey, you listen to Shooter and the squeegee.
He gets it on the window? Is that what you mean?
That's the morning show he's listening to.
Yeah.
He's got Shooter and the squeegee in his ears right now.
What do you think, Shooter? Hot squeegee. Honk, 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 honk.
This segment called Wipe It Clean Tuesdays. I love that one.
Josh, maybe, now I'm surprised you didn't suggest maybe that she should present him with these pornographic movies she's watching.
Yeah, something to get him. Yeah.
And by the way, I've been watching this one, and perhaps you and I should try this.
I would love to try this.
That's true.
I have some bandages in the bathroom just in case it goes wrong.
Josh kind of has a point, though, too. If you can delegate the emotional part of a relationship, like go to a therapist, you should maybe be able to delegate just the sex part and go to another person.
No.
I know.
Cheating can save a marriage. I'm convinced of it.
Cheating really? Can save a marriage.
Yes.
Is that what Josh Arnold says? He's never been married.
Never been married, single guy.
This is very easy for me to say.
Is that what the married woman you're sleeping with told you?
You know what Chris Rock said? If you cheat, you're going to get caught.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're probably going to get caught. But
always.
And you think that's going to save a marriage?
I think it can.
I think separate bedrooms will save a marriage, but...
I think divorce would help.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's not saving a marriage,
is it?
Well, it's got to be a happy ending since it's a Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah. Try getting a happy ending.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I got a title for it.
You got a title for this non-existent Christmas movie?
Coming up the chimney. coming in the chimney? Any of these working?
No, coming down the chimney would be okay.
That still works.
Yes. Okay, anything sorry. Coming in the chimney would be fine.
Okay.
Kevin Harlan here. Tonight, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tonight for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action, so don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tonight at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion to the Emirates NBA Cup tonight, only on Prime.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Allie, let's go to our next letter, please.
Dear Allie, I've gotten ghosted by the last two people that I've talked to. Why the hell is that so normal? I don't get it. I was talking to a girl for months, then she totally disappeared when we started making plans in real life. So what is the point of getting to know someone if you just bounce before it can actually be something? Does anyone understand this?
That's because they're already hooked up with someone else.
Yeah, who knows? You can't take it personally. You never know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. You're finding this the wrong people. Somebody right is out there for you. Just keep trying. You got this. But
According to Josh, it's okay to start doing this and shopping yourself around.
I wouldn't do it. I know people who have successfully done it.
I think that you're missing my point. I'm not making myself clear. I think there are people out there who do nothing but go on these expeditions to just talk to someone and do all this. And then they're in a situation where they can't really...
Right.
Maybe just don't open up so fast. Be a little bit more mysterious, and then they'll want you.
I don't think it's fair. I don't think you're doing anything wrong.
He isn't.
We don't know that he is, so...
He's wrong.
You'll be fine.
I will say,
Willie's right.
To a certain extent in the beginning, I think if you're a guy, sometimes it is good to leave them wanting a little more. Not good morning texts after a first date. You kind of just let them do their thing, come to you. You don't want to weird them out too fast.
Yeah, too clingy is like...
Play the game.
Yeah, the rest of the inches are coming tomorrow.
That's right.
Something like that.
What?
The rest of the inches are coming tomorrow. At least it wasn't a Christmas theme joke, you know? At least from the bottom one.
I don't even get that.
Just the tip.
Right.
That's right. Just the tip for special delivery for Christmas.
There's not a
movie called Just the Tip for Christmas.
Coming in the chimney.
She's a waitress.
Okay.
He's a perfect.
And he delivers napkins.
No, but I think there, I don't know if we know what you'd call them, but I think there are people who get on these various sites only to...
Because they're lonely.
In a sense, they're catfishers.
Yeah. I think that's what could be happening here. Okay, I'm sorry. Do we have another letter? Allie Breen is our guest. A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N. I spell it out because that's how you find her on social media platforms to send us your love troubles or success stories, whatever you've got. We'd love to hear from you. What's next?
That would be great to hear some of those. Dear Allie, me and my boyfriend have gotten super close, but maybe too close. We joke around all the time and make fart and poop jokes. And it's gotten to the point where all the romance is gone. I love him, but how can I get this back on a romantic track, or can I even?
Well, this isn't one for the guys. What do you think?
Yeah.
Maybe light some candles, make a nice dinner, then both of you can crap it out and joke about it.
Point to it, photo it. That's right, and then you can squeeze it out.
Yeah, fine.
Light some flatulence.
Yeah.
Hey, this is a
this is one of the things I don't
My 4th of July presentation.
You can be close without having to be that close.
Yeah, I agree.
There are certain things that need to just be private and not, I mean, come on.
Nope. Yeah. I will not be in a relationship if I can't fart in front of her.
Yep.
What?
I'm living my
really?
Life. No. Are you kidding me?
Are you an open door
dumper? And I want her to.
Are you an open door dumper?
I can be. Yeah. Especially when I'm alone, I am, absolutely. Yeah.
Wait, well, you're alone. You still...
If you're shutting the door, you're psychotic.
you're by yourself in your house, you're shutting and locking the door. What, you don't want the ghosts to see you go?
Yes.
No, no. Mm-mm.
If you fart.
Wait, are you talking about just letting one slip out? Or are you talking about just letting him rip every time you.
Oh, I'll go so far as to even. Push. Yeah, sure.
I mean, you go do an intro. Hey, by the way, I'd like you to quiet down for a second. I've got a little press.
No, usually I'll say something funny like,
Go ahead.
You know what's a funny one? If a girl's not comfortable farting in front of you, it's very funny before you fart or after to be like, oh, I'm so glad that you're comfortable farting in front of me. And she'll go, no, that's you farting. You go, no, it's okay.
How would,
no, you're embarrassed.
How would George introduce this moment?
George Shea? Yeah.
There will be. A day that is the end.
Uh-huh.
The collapse of time and all that stood within it.
There you go.
See, that makes it special.
But not today.
Okay, next, let's get to our next letter, Allie. Oh.
I have two weddings to go to this summer, and one of them my ex is going to be at. I'm single, but I want to show up with a hot guy. Any ideas on how to make this happen?
Go to Tinder?
Not interested in your little game.
Gay website? I don't know.
I reject your hypothesis.
So wait a minute. I'm a little confused. So she's going. What's
she's
happening?
Going to a wedding. Her ex is going to be there. Right. He'll have a date. She does not have a date. She wants to show up with somebody hot, so he'll be.
She's a child.
Jealous.
Not over her ex.
Yep. Yeah.
She's a child.
So you're saying go get someone like super gay.
No, oh, no, hot. Super hot.
But now we know where you're at.
That's what he said. Well, I started it. You want a hot guy or not?
This is the movie Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
Right.
It's a silly movie. Give it a if you can find a girl that wants to go with you in the next week or two, or a guy that wants to go with you, that's fine. But I don't think you need to put pressure on this. No one's going to worry if you have a date or not. Go have fun. But
she doesn't. She just wants him to be jealous. Mm-hmm. She's trying to play a game here.
So that's right. But in the Hallmark movie, the guy that she gets turns out to be her true love.
Of course. Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
And then they end up.
This is a movie that's been made 100 times. Yeah.
Okay. So,
but it is true in real life. Where do you just you could just go up if you just
can't
went
you just
to
go
a
on
guy,
Bumble
a hot
or
guy.
Tinder? And
yeah.
Just
I guess that's the way to
start
do it.
Swiping through and say if you see a hot guy, go hey look, I'm looking for somebody to go to a wedding with me. Are you interested?
You're going to get lucky, but will you go to this wedding first?
Well, you don't know if you're going to get lucky or not.
Well,
but
if he's good looking, why not?
If you have a friend that you made out with one time 4 years ago, and he still lives in town and wants to hang out and go with you, that could be fun. Or just a really close friend that's kind of a handsome guy. But
or don't do this. Just grow up. You don't need to make this guy jealous. He's already getting married.
Right, well, because in Tom's case with this Hallmark movie, if she doesn't show up with a hot guy, maybe she gets back with her ex.
There you go.
They hate each other.
He's
and
not
then
getting
they fall
married.
In love.
He's just a guest.
Oh,
so yeah, her ex.
Her ex is just a guest
just
at the wedding. He's not getting married.
Oh, it's going to be funny. That he gets COVID.
It's like you live your life worried about what your ex is thinking about.
No.
I don't care for you.
Well, I guess you're not going to get the invitation to go to the wedding, will you?
Maybe she's not a hot guy.
So in the movie, she accidentally spills hot cider down her ex's dress.
I love going to a wedding and having some nice hot cider.
They better have hot cider.
The traditions of that marital ceremony.
Lobbing for apples and hot cider.
My God.
I hope it's an open cider bar.
And then the charade starts.
What are you going on? Very Walton's wedding?
I can see the bride walking in the four maze now.
Yeah. In your gutty sack dress.
Once again, in the Hallmark movie, their dad owns a cider mill. So they spike the cider.
Tommy.
The cutting of the cake. Maybe spill guacamole and salsa on her dress. And go, oh, I'm so sorry.
I don't think you should need to make anyone jealous, but I know that going to a wedding alone can kind of stink.
I think it's the greatest.
Oh, if you have a lot of buddies there, but what if you're truly alone?
The best.
Like, you think so?
Yeah.
I'd hate to be by myself. Bring like another best friend girl, and then you guys can get drunk and just have fun.
That could be fun too.
And there might be other single guys there, so go do your thing.
Take a mitt. When they heave.
When are people going to realize?
When they heave the bouquet, you can,
other than the bride and the groom and the families, nobody wants to go to weddings. Nobody.
Nope.
Why are we invited?
Open bar, cake.
No.
You play games with yourself? Like, is that niece legal or not?
Oh,
well,
I'm a gambling man.
Hey, come here, Toots. You want to dance on my feet? Let's go.
Josh, buddy, I'm just glad you didn't say flower girl, okay?
Let me introduce you to the future Mrs. Arnold.
You like cider?
She likes Barney. And
now, when you say you're a sophomore,
that's college.
Let's clarify. Yeah.
You guys are awful.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in the oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.